clear. To start, I'd like to extend my condolences to the victims affected by the Paris attacks. It's a very sad day for all of us, and it affects all of us all over the world. So I'd start by introducing myself. My name is Najla Bosset, and I work as a registrar for the Louvre Abu Dhabi. And I am here to explain to you about the Louvre Abu Dhabi Conservation Building. So, the Louvre Abu Dhabi is a multi-million-dollar project. It is built on the basis of an intergovernmental agreement between the UAE and France and encompasses the expertise of museum professionals from both nations. The Louvre Abu Dhabi was envisaged without an existing collection, and the idea behind this museum is a universal collection based on the Louvre Museum in Paris. Building this museum has been a long and complicated process due to many reasons. Initially, we needed to build a storage space with all the specification of an autonomous museum based on a rough idea of what the museum will house in its collection. The title Universal Collection is a large umbrella that encompasses a large variety of artworks, which poses a challenge when deciding on the storage space. Prior to knowing what will the collection consist of. The collection management team, led by a team of registrars and conservation specialists, set out to build a very practical, multi-purpose, easily manipulated, flexible space. Try saying that five times. Good luck. In anticipation of our collection. So, the storage space not only needed to be prepared to welcome a wide range of collections, but also deal with the fact that the UAE climate conditions are not ideal to preserve and conserve artwork. Today, the Louvre Abu Dhabi collection consists of roughly 800 artworks and 500 items to be on loan from the French National Museums. Both the loans and acquisitions will be integrated in the permanent collection and will be on constant rotation. Our position has changed in what is required for our conservation building now that we kind of know what our collection consists of. It's guiding the direction that we're taking with the conservation building. We cannot forget that the Louvre Abu Dhabi will be a museum that will actively acquire items and will be for a very long time. If you can please go to slide three. Okay, so the Louvre Abu Dhabi, as you may know, is a building built on the coast of Saadiyat Island. And the majority of the building is on water. So, this is our first problem. Initially, one of the main concerns of the building is that the conservation building is directly in the museum. Alongside the other main issue is water coming into the building and the weather of Abu Dhabi, of course, which is very hot, humid, and sandy. So, these are our main concerns of storing the collection and the conservation building. Can you move to the next slide, which should be slide number four? So here we are talking about the general layout of the collection, the conservation building. It is a total of 6,000 square meters. Corridors included, and it's divided onto three floors. We start at the beginning, which is the basement where the artwork is going to arrive. It will go up to the lower ground floor where there's the temporary storage and the conservation labs. And then finally, where our permanent storage is, which is on the ground level, which I need to specify is above sea level. The three general principles when we, starting at the beginning, the three general principles was one, typology of the collection? Do we build the storage on, you know, what type of artworks is going to be stored in it, the size of the objects, the environmental conditions that are specific to the artwork, and or scientific organization? So to be able to organize the objects according to its geographical or technical details. In our case, all these questions were asked prior to deciding on the layout of the conservation building. And since the Louvre Abu Dhabi is a generalist museum, universal, the process of building a material-based storage space was the way to go. Can you please move on to the next slide, which should be titled Functions of the Conservation Building? So we have two main functions of the conservation building, as you may see on the PowerPoint, which hopefully is in correct order. The first function is, of course, for storage. So we have both permanent storage, so our storage rooms, and our temporary storage. The temporary storage is going to kind of be a storage in transit. So any artworks that are on loan that are going to be there before being displayed or after they've been displayed and on their way to be transported. There's also a treatment area. Here we have restoration labs, places to prepare for storage and to prepare for display, so building mounts for the artwork. And there's also going to be a disinfection room, which we will talk about a little further into the presentation. Please move to the next slide, which should be titled Treatment Room and Treatment Area. So, as I mentioned earlier, initially we didn't know the collection. We decided on defining two main zones due to the large range of the collection. So first of all, we had to establish that we will what will be in the conservation building. So we define two main areas, one being the clean area, which is for graphic art, photos, textile mounting, and restoration, and then the dirty area, per se, for the restoration lab, so where the chemicals are going to be that shouldn't really be where the graphic arts will be. And then finally, I'd like to speak about the quarantine area and the disinfestation room. Basically, we are building out of necessity and building out of what is lacking in the region. The conservation building was modeled into what is needed in the region and the country. An example of that is the need of an anoxia room. We chose to have this as a very important component in the conservation building because of the large issue we face here in the UAE with termites. It's a very hot and humid country, making it a perfect location for termites. So we realized the need of the anoxia room very early on. And it is an investment that to us is not only to be used by the Louvre Abu Dhabi collection, but other museums in Abu Dhabi and potentially in the region. Could you please move on to the next slide, which should be titled Research Area. The research area is going to basically house three rooms. There's a study room, which is to be used. It has a dedicated access, and it's in the conservation building, and it's to be used for research and university students, etc., etc. And then we have a photography room for two-dimensional photography and three-dimensional photography. So this is not only for the mediation of the museum, but also for research to better understand the artworks and the artworks condition. Please move on to the next slide, which should be titled Storage Area. So our storage area, as I mentioned earlier, is above water, thankfully, and we have been told that it is very, very safe and no water can access that floor. It is a total of 1,400, roughly 1,400 square meters, with an emergency room, which is not that big. From what I remember, is that it should be around 103 meters square. The storage area is restricted access, of course, and it is dedicated to the permanent storage. And here we decided on splitting up the storage area by materials. So it's going to be a material-based storage space where we are going to have dedicated storage spaces for paintings, a cold room for sensitive artwork. So it's split up based on the material. To conclude, currently everything we acquire will be on display and will directly be injected into the museography. But at some point, this will not be the case, and our conservation building will have to be ready for that. From experience, museum storages become too small too quickly, especially in a growing museum and a museum that is continuously acquiring artworks like we are. So this is where the choice of furniture, shelving, etc., plays a very large large role in this scenario. So the questions we're constantly asking ourselves is how we will make use of the conservation building. This is a subject that we're very honest about, as it is a place built for specialized artisans and conservators that are not at an abundance here in the region. We're anticipating the growing demand of the space, and the Louvre Abu Dhabi team wish for the space to be a hub of a transfer of knowledge, which is what the Louvre Abu Dhabi is built upon. This might be an idealistic way, the idealistic view of the space. However, we focus on the fact that transfer of knowledge as the base of our museum and the point of our universal collection and our museography. So for us, it is not just the collection, the museography, but also in the conservation building. So we are trying to build an autonomous museum so that potentially one day we will not need to outsource any specialists. We know that that will take a few years after the opening. However, we have built a space that is self-sufficient and available for the expertise when it'll come to the region. And the space is available, and we are welcoming all the experts that will come and hopefully potentially work for the Louvre Abu Dhabi. Thank you very much.